So we're reading, continuing our reading of the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 18. The title of the chapter, if you don't know it by heart already, it's The Residents of Dvambadvipa Offer Prayers. And we're reading the prayers from Ramyaka Varsha. Vaivishvatumanu is offering them. And he does so for the next two verses, I believe, and then it changes again. Here's the verse, and we will read. Antarabhis chakila loka palakai. Adrista rupa dvichara syuru svana. Sa Ishvarastvam yaidam vashenayan. Nam nayata dharumayim narashriyam. Antarbahis chakila loka palakair. Adrista rupa vichara syuru svana. Sa Ishvarastvam yaidam vashenayan. Namna yata dharumayim narasriyam. Antarbahi chakila loka palakai. Jista rupa rupova vichara surupana. Swaishwarastvang naidang vashenayan. Namna yata dharumayim narasriyam. Vaishnavas? Hello? Antarbahis chakila loka palakai. Adrista rupa vichara syuru svanaha. Swaishwarastvam nanitam vashenayam. Nama vita darumayim narastriyam. Antarbahis chakila loka palakai. Jadrishya rupa vichara syuru svana. Inishvarastvam yaidam vashenayan. Namna yata darumayin narasriyam. Anybody? Vaishnavis? Antarbahis chakila loka palakai. Adrista rupa vichara syuru svana. Swaishwarastvam yaidam vashenayan. Namna yata dharumayim narasriyam. Anta, within. Bahi, without. Cha, also. Akila loka palakai. By the leaders of the different planets, societies, kingdoms, and so on. Adrista rupa, not seen, Vicharasi. You wander. Uru. Very great. Svana. Whose sounds. Vedic mantras. Sa. He. Ishvara. The Supreme Controller. Tvam. You. Ya. Who. Idam. This. Vachase. Excuse me. Vase. Under control. Ananyat. Has brought. Namna. By different names. Like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. Yata. Exactly like. Darumayim. Made of wood. Nada. A man. Shriyam. Doll. Interesting. My dear Lord, just as a puppeteer controls his dancing dolls and a husband controls his wife, your lordship controls all the living entities in the universe, such as the brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and sudras. Although you are in everyone's heart as the supreme witness and commander, and are outside everyone as well, the so-called leaders of societies, communities, and countries cannot realize you. Only those who hear the vibration of the Vedic mantras can appreciate you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Antarbahi, present within and without everything. One must overcome the delusion caused by the Lord's external energy and realize his presence both externally and internally. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.18.19, Srimati Kunti Devi has explained that Krishna appears in this world nato nacha daro yata, exactly like an actor dressed as a player. In Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Krishna says, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridheshe arjuna tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. The Lord is situated within everyone's heart and outside as well. Within the heart, he is the supersoul, the incarnation who acts as the advisor and witness. Yet, although God is residing within their hearts, foolish people say, I cannot see God. Please show him to me. Everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly like dancing dolls controlled by a puppeteer or a woman controlled by her husband. A woman is compared to a doll, Darumayi, because she has no independence. She should always be controlled by a man. Still, due to false prestige, a class of women wants to remain independent. What to speak of women, all living entities are Prakriti, female, and therefore dependent on the Supreme Lord, as Krishna himself explains in Bhagavad Gita, Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param. The living entity is never independent. Under all circumstances, dependent on the mercy of the Lord. The Lord creates the social divisions of human society, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, and ordains that they follow rules and regulations suited to their particular position. In this way, all members of society remain always under the Supreme Lord's control. Still, some people falsely deny the existence of God. Self-realization means to understand one's subordinate position in relation to the Lord. When one is thus enlightened, he surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is liberated from the clutches of the material energy. In other words, unless one surrenders to the lotus feet of the Lord, the material energy in its many varieties will continue to control him. No one in the material world can deny that he is under control. The Supreme Lord Narayan, who is beyond the material existence, controls everyone. The following Vedic mantra confirms this point. Eko havai Narayana asit. Foolish persons think Narayan to be on the platform of ordinary material existence. Because they do not realize the natural constitutional position of the living entity, they concoct names like Daridra Narayan, Swami Narayan, Mitya Narayan. However, Narayan is actually the supreme controller of everyone. This understanding is self-realization. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutalaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivashesha Shunivadi Paschachate Satarane Mukam Karati Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tvamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatananam Om Adinati Miranda Syaganan Ganashalakaya Chakshur Unmilatam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha. So, here we're hearing from Vaivashvatamanu, one of the controllers of the material energy. Previously, we're hearing from Lakshmi Devi. She had a similar idea, but stated in a different way. Now we're hearing from somebody else, and he's stating it the same thing again, but in a different way. And this idea of control, or being controlled, is something which we grapple with in the material world. It's very difficult because no one wants to be controlled by anything or anyone. And everyone's trying to be the master of their fate. There's a poem called Invictus. It says, out of the dark that covers me, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the fell clutch of circumstance, my head is bloody but unbowed. So, but we know that our position is to bow down, Mister. There was a song once, bow down, Mister. We say Radhe Shyam. So this bowing down business, it's not so easy to bow down. We don't like to bow down, either physically or in principle. We don't like to bow down. And the fact that we don't like to bow down is really the essence of the reason that we're in the material world. It's because we want to be the controller. Just like I mentioned in a previous class, that in the bathroom of every men's bathroom in India, it says Purusha. So Purusha means the controller. But actually, Krishna is Purusha. He's the only Purusha. Everybody is Prakriti. So both on the men's bathroom and the woman's bathroom, you could write Prakriti, but it would become confusing for the practical purpose. But it would be reality, because everybody is Prakriti. Everybody is controlled. And Krishna is really the only controller. The question is not if we want to be controlled, but how we want to be controlled. Because some people are controlled by power, right? Hitler was a controller. He was big man on the campus. He was telling everybody what to do. Everybody would literally snap to attention when he came in their presence. So he was controlling by power, and his power was conducted or built up by various series of activities which led people to be very afraid of him. And that fear led him to be able to control, but it only allowed him to control for some time. And afterwards that started to implode upon him. And then ultimately he killed himself because he couldn't control and he couldn't live without control. He couldn't live being controlled and he couldn't control. So then what's the alternative? Let me get out of here. But you don't get out of here. That's the illusion, is that you're going to get out of here. You're not going to get out of here. You're going to be here again and again and again and again until you get it. And then there's the idea of being controlled willfully. Like Prabhupada, he prayed in his Markinya Bhagavad Dharma, I'm like a puppet in your hands, dear Lord. Make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. So he had a different attitude towards control. Krishna's in control, and I'm happy with that. You can make me dance as you like. Or Arjuna's idea, he was in control in some sense because Krishna put him in control. Krishna became his chariot driver, and Arjuna became the ruler of the chariot, the charioteer. So as Arjuna was the charioteer, he said, take my chariot between the two armies. And Krishna said, okay, and he did it. So for that particular purpose, Arjuna was given the privilege by Krishna of being under control. But Arjuna knew all along who was under control, and that's why he picked Krishna in the first place to be his chariot driver, even though he wouldn't fight. Arjuna was aware, here's the person in control. What he says goes. And if I'm on his side, everything will be fine. And in other places in the experience on the battlefield, we see that Arjuna is surrendered to Krishna. He takes Krishna's lead and follows willingly. And at the end again, Karishye Vachanam Tava, I'll do as you say. Because I see you're the controller. But people in, and then even in a higher level, you get the gopis, Mother Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj, who were in control of Krishna because their love put him in a subordinate position. And due to their love, their bhakti, their devotion, Krishna became controlled by them. Right? That's why we have Sri Krishna Karshani in the Nectar of Devotion. There's given the qualities of bhakti. And at the highest level, it says Krishna is controlled by his devotee. And therefore, Krishna doesn't give bhakti easily. Because if you're going to give over your control to somebody, then you don't do that easily. Remember the other night we were discussing about trust. Who would you give your PIN number to for your bank account? Or who would you allow to take care of your children? Or who would you give over? What to speak of give over yourself? Okay, I'll do whatever you say. I'm on your order. Whatever you say, I'll do it. That's a very high level of surrender. And you don't give that easily. But Krishna gives it to his devotee when he sees their level of devotion. So Mother Jasoda, when she was chasing after Krishna and grabbed him and caught him, he looked like he was scared, right? He was afraid. Oh no, I got caught doing the wrong thing. Now Mother Jasoda's mad at me. When the cowherd boys told Mother Jasoda, you know Krishna's been eating dirt. You better do something about it. It's not so good for him. Krishna's been eating dirt. And when Mother Jasoda came to Krishna, she grabbed him by the hand. She said, have you been eating dirt? And his answer was, I didn't do it. They're lying. All my friends, they're telling lies. They're just plotting against me. I didn't eat dirt. You can look in my mouth and you can see that I didn't eat dirt. So Mother Jasoda said, okay, open your mouth. And he opened his mouth and she saw the whole universe in his mouth. But he didn't want her in that position. He didn't want her praying to him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't want her to understand that he was the Supreme Controller. And so that realization was removed from her memory bank. Her hard drive was reformatted. And she became again Mother Jasoda, his mother. Okay, Krishna. You didn't just close your mouth and go out and play with your friends. Because that loving relationship is so relishable by Krishna that he's willing to be controlled by his devotees. But on the material level, we are determined to control. And actually, every one of us would really like to have our own planet that we're in charge of, right? The pauper is proud of this penny. The householder is in charge of his house. Everybody's got their little area of control. Whatever it is, my basket of stuff, my big house, my bigger house, my empire, my business empire. Somehow or other, I have some little part of the material world that I've chalked out that I'm in control. The man is in control of his wife, so he's the controller. But that control level is really an illusion, because first of all, everybody wants their own planet and everybody wants to be in control. But the problem is everyone wants their own planet. So who's going to be on your planet? No one's going to be on your planet because no one wants you to be in control. So you want everybody on your planet to be under your control, but everybody wants to be in control. So you'll be on a planet, but you'll be by yourself. Because everybody will want their own planet. Everyone wants their own control. And anyone who's pretending to submissively accept your control is doing it for some reason. Because they get something. They get a house, or they get food, or they get protection, or they get pay, or they get something, right? They get something that will allow them to go to another place and be in control of that space. So that there's an intermediate control allowed so that I can satisfy my need for control. And you see it to the nth degree that people are working at getting more and more control. More and more money, more and more power, more and more fame. There's one story that Ratnaswami tells, maybe you've heard it, but I'm going to tell it briefly because he tells it for an hour, but I won't tell it for an hour. But there's the story of one person who he calls Kailash. I don't know if, you know, it comes from somewhere that Kailash is a hard and fast rule, but that's, this person's name is Kailash. And Kailash is a disciple of Narada. And Kailash has a family. And Kailash is very dedicated to taking care of his family. And Narada Muni is trying to get Kailash to surrender to Krishna. But Kailash is not quite ready to surrender. He's always... Kailash is always telling Narada that, well, I'll surrender, but first I have to take care of my family. And I have to make sure that my children are ready to step up when I leave. You know, they have to take over the business, they have to take over the household. So I have to make sure that they're taken care of and that they're ready to step up. Well, Narada says, okay, and he leaves. And then he comes back a little while later, and where's Kailash? Kailash passed away. So now, oh, he passed away. I didn't, you know, he never surrendered. So then he goes, he's walking out, and he hears this dog barking. And the dog is barking, and Narada can hear that, I'm Kailash, I'm Kailash. So he says, Kailash, you became a dog. He said, well, you know, I'm Narada Muni. I have some special powers. I can, if you're willing to surrender, then I'll help you to surrender. Now you can go back with me to the spirit. No, I'm not ready. I'm here protecting this house. You know, my kids, they're not so together. They're not so good at it. So now I'm here and I'm protecting the place. Narada, okay. So he leaves. And then he comes back a little while later and he's looking for the dog. He doesn't see the dog. And he goes, knocks on the door. What happened to the dog? The dog died. Oh no. Kailash, he died again and he didn't go back to God. He didn't surrender. So then he hears this hissing in the garden, and it's a snake, and the snake is saying, it's me, Kailash. Kailash, you took birth as a snake. He said, yes, they're trying to do this garden and grow things for their health, but they're not very good at it. So I'm helping them by protecting the garden from rodents and other things. He said, okay, that's enough. So Narada goes to the door and he knocks on the door and he says to the people inside who are Kailash's children, he says, you know, there's a poisonous snake out in your garden. You better do something about it. So then they go out with sticks and shovels and stuff and they start trying to kill the snake, and finally Kailash says, okay, I surrender. I'll surrender. I'm ready now. I'll surrender. So this is our position. Life after life after life after life. Krishna is in our heart. He's taking us. He's trying to get us to surrender, and we're going to serve. From this position, I'm going to control, right? The dog sniffs around to find his little place where he can do his business. And the squirrels all have their little territory. Everybody has their territory, their area of control. And until we're ready to give it up, we're going to be in this material world perpetually. So here, we see that from Prabhupada, that the pure devotee, he prays to Krishna, control me. I'm your instrument. Right? Let me serve under your direction. If you're in control, then everything will be fine. So whatever you say, I'll do. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And the highest level is even higher than that, that I'll be in charge of you. You surrender to me because I love you so much. I will protect you. I will feed you. I will dress you. I will clean you. I will see that we celebrate your birthday properly. I will see that you go to bed on time. I will see that you're nicely dressed and ornamented. I will see that you play with only the right people. I'll try to keep you out of harm's way. I'll chant mantras for your protection. So this is the progression, and the living entity, because of the nature of material existence, is covered over, were described as tatashta. Tatashta means the middle energy. That there's three energies. I think you all are knowing this. Maybe that there's three energies. There's the superior energy, which is Krishna, who's the real controller. And then there's prakriti, the material energy, which is controlled, obviously. And then there's tatashta, the middle energy, which is us, who are spiritual, but very small. And because we're very small, sometimes we forget who we are. We forget what is the purpose of life. We forget that we're under the control of the Supreme Lord. We forget what our rights are, what our privileges are, who we are. The word tatashta means middle energy, and it's compared to the shore of an ocean. When you go to the shore of an ocean, sometimes when the tide comes in, the beach is under the water. And sometimes the tide goes out, and then the beach is beach. So the tatashta living entity, sometimes he's under the illusion that he's the controller. And sometimes maybe he understands who he is, that he's spiritual energy. Sometimes he thinks that he wants to find his happiness from the material world. And sometimes he realizes that he has no control. Sometimes we come under a powerful force of nature. And we think it's a calamity. We talk about it being a calamity. I watched, I took a course in emergency medical treatment for disasters. Because in Florida, we have a lot of hurricanes. And there's a lot of flooding, and often trees fall down, and so many different things. So I took a course, and they asked us to watch this movie on tornadoes. So tornadoes, I don't know if you know, you saw Trinivarta, but, you know, tornadoes happen in real life, and they take houses out of the ground and fly them up in the air. And even if you don't get flown up in the air, other things get flown up in the air. So you have knives flying around in the air, and sickles flying around in the air, and all kinds of metal objects flying around in the air. So even if you don't get yourself lifted up, you run the risk of getting your head cut off by a flying knife or whatever. So there's danger at every step. The people who went to Cochin, they were on vacation in Cochin, very nice place by the ocean, five-star hotel, and all of a sudden, the water receded, went way, way back. And then all of a sudden there was this 550-foot wave or 500-foot wave coming at 50 miles an hour. This huge wall of water, it wasn't in their plans. Right, five-star hotel, it gave the list of amenities. It didn't say anything about tsunamis. So when something like that happens, when there's a tornado, when there's a tsunami, when there's a cyclone, we realize how powerless we are. I was once reading that in Japan, they had an earthquake, and then they built houses that they said were earthquake-proof. They built them in such a way that they had some mobility, that they were earthquake-proof. But then there was another earthquake, and they weren't earthquake-proof. They fell down. So we try to prove that we can control the material energy. And so many people for so many millenniums, with Hiranyakashipu and so many before him and so many after him, have tried to prove that they were the supreme controller, only to fail miserably. And sometimes Krishna shakes us. He shows us you're not in control. And we get a little shaken up for a while, and we realize, hey, you know, I'm not in control. But then we think, well, it's just a matter of time. If I figure it out, if I get the right equation, if I get the right electrical organizational thing, if I figure out the right chip, then I'll get in control. And we go on again and again and again in that way. And so we suffer. We suffer because of it. Actually, many people talk to me sometimes and they say, you know, I'm having problems because of this relationship or that relationship. But really, it's not because of the relationship. It's not because of the weather. People don't want to move here or there because it's too cold there, and it's too hot there, and it's too dry there, and it's too wet there. And, you know, it's one problem after another problem. So they're frustrated. They don't want to live in that place, too much snow. They don't want to live in that place, not enough snow. They want to see four seasons there. There's only two seasons. So they make their effort to try to find a place where they're going to find everything comfortable. But the reason for the suffering isn't because of the snow or the hot or the cold or the relationship, because he loves me or he doesn't love me or whatever. That's not the reason for the suffering. The reason for the suffering is because I want it my way, and it doesn't come out my way. Even I have a list in my head somewhere. I have some idea of what happiness looks like. You know, sometimes it has a lot of money in it. Sometimes it has a fancy car in it. Sometimes it has the perfect man in it or the perfect woman in it or a certain kind of clothes in it or a certain kind of bicycle in it. Something, I have this list in my head of what I want, what the world should look like. And it never quite comes out that way. And because it never comes out that way, I get frustrated. And I keep trying to make it happen, and it doesn't happen. So really, our suffering comes from our inability to be the controller. And the sooner we realize this position, the happier we become, the more realized we become, and ultimately surrender. Somewhere in here, I don't remember exactly where... The Lord, all in all ways, all members of society remain always under the Supreme Lord's control. Still, some people foolishly deny the existence of God. Self-realization means to understand one's subordinate position in relation to the Lord. So this is the key. That's where it starts. When I realize I'm not the controller, that's where self-realization begins. And I start to inquire, well, who is the controller? Atato Brahma Jigyasa. I want to know who's in charge around here. Finally, I realize I'm not in charge. Who is in charge? And when I find that person, then I begin to render some service. I begin to surrender gradually, maybe, or very quickly, maybe, if we're fortunate. Whatever it takes, we begin to understand I'm not in control. Somebody else is. Let me find that controller and let me surrender unto him. And then we make spiritual progress. And so we see that the devotee is happily under the control of the Lord. Prabhupada compares it to a cat with a kitten in its mouth. If the kitten is in the mouth of the cat, the kitten is feeling comfortable in that position. But the rat in the mouth of the cat, he's not feeling so comfortable. So we can be controlled voluntarily in a loving relationship, or we can be controlled by force. Even in leadership, we understand that there are leaders who inspire people to accept their control, not out of fear, but out of love and trust. And when love and trust is there, then leadership is easy. Everybody follows because they want to follow. They want to be like that. They want to make that person happy. They see that person has qualities they want, and they want to emulate that person and serve that person out of love and devotion. But a second class or third class leader leads with fear. Duryodhan was a good leader. I mean, in the sense that he took care of business. Everybody was fed. The treasury was full, the kingdom was going on, but he led in fear, and he cheated people. He paid them off so that they would follow him. Whereas Yudhisthira and Ram, when they were banished from the kingdom, everybody wanted to go with them, right? Everybody was ready to walk out and leave. Okay, we'll leave the kingdom to Duryodhan, but there won't be any people in it. We'll leave the kingdom to Bharat. What they thought, Bharat, and Ram will leave, but we'll all go with Ram. Even we'll go into the forest. And Ram had to send them back. And actually, he couldn't even do that. He had to sneak away in the night because they were following him so much. So this is the real control. Control comes from that loving relationship. And when that loving relationship is strong, then leadership becomes much easier. And if we try to control out of fear, we always have to be on guard, because fear breeds fear, and that kind of control leads to rebellion, ultimately, someone else trying to take control. And ultimately, it results in people getting killed or hurt. So this principle, I wanted to read this translation of a verse that Prabhupada chants a lot, or quotes a lot. It's for the Swam the Svatesvatara Upanishad. And I'm just going to read the translation, but it says so many times that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller that it's amazing that you can read it and not get this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller of all controllers, and he is the greatest of all diverse planetary leaders. Everyone's under his control. All entities are delegated with particular power only by the Supreme Lord. They are not supreme themselves. He is also worshipable by all demigods and is the supreme director of all directors. Therefore, he is transcendental to all kinds of material leaders and controllers and is worshipable by all. There is no one greater than him, and he is the supreme cause of all causes. How many different ways can you say, he's in charge around here? Will you just get it? Even Lord Brahma, right, he didn't believe that Krishna was in control. So he had to check it out. He saw this little boy eating prasadam with his friends. And he was eating what we call Krishna surprise or Yasoda yummy, which is a preparation made of yogurt and rice and fruit, pieces of fruit and yogurt and rice all mixed together. So he was eating Yasoda yummy, and it was messy, you know. It's yogurt and rice. It's messy. So he had it, and he was eating it with his left hand. Now, in India, people don't eat with their left hand. People with culture, they don't eat with their left hand. Left hand is used for other business, not for that business. So here, Lord Brahma is watching, and he sees this little boy sitting with his friends, eating this messy food, getting it all over the place. And it's in his left hand. And not only that, but he's sharing, right? Somebody is putting something in his mouth. He's putting in something else in somebody else's mouth. They're saying to each other, well, my mother made this, and it's really good. Well, my mother made this, and it's even better. And so they're sharing this thing. And Lord Brahma is watching this, and he's saying, how can this be God? This is supposed to be the supreme controller. How is it possible? He doesn't even know how to eat properly. Right? He doesn't even know how to eat properly, and how can he be God? So he decides that he's going to find out. So one by one, right? He steals all the calves. And then Krishna goes to find the calves, and he steals all the cowherd boys. And so Krishna manifests himself as all the cowherd boys and all the calves. And he goes about his business for what is a year on this planet. It's only for a few moments in Lord Brahma's time. But finally, Lord Brahma realizes, he looks at all the cowherd boys and he looks at all the cows and he sees them all as Vishnu. He sees them all as Vishnu. So then he gets it. Uh-oh, I think I blew it. And so then he goes back and he apologizes to Krishna. He says, I'm really sorry, you know, I didn't really realize who you were, and please forgive me. And it's described that Krishna kind of just like looks at him and shakes his hand, says, it's okay, just go back and do your service. So then Indra also didn't believe that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is this little boy who's telling his father that they should not worship me, they should give all the offerings that were meant for me, and they're giving to this little kid? Who does he think he is? I'll show him. And so then, you know, the whole Govardhan Leela takes place. Krishna lifts the hill with his left hand, the pinky of his left hand. He lifts the hill, and everybody's underneath. 7 days, thunder, lightning, ice is falling too. What to do? Krishna's holding the hill. And the cowherd boys are thinking, we better help him. Mother Jasoda's thinking, how am I going to get him to eat? Can you hold the hill while I feed him? He needs to eat. And the cowherd men are trying to hold it up with a stick, and Madhu Mangala is saying, don't worry, my Brahma Tejas, I'll hold up the hill. And for 1 second, Krishna says, oh yeah? And he takes away his hand. Maybe Krishna's doing something to hold up the hill. So then again, Indra realizes, Krishna's the controller. I made a mistake. And he doesn't know what to do, so he goes to Lord Brahma. And he says, can you help me out here? Because I really blew it, and I know you have some experience. You did the same thing once. Can you give me some instruction? He says, yeah, take a cow with you. Krishna likes cows. If you take a cow with you, then Krishna will be very merciful. So he takes Sarabi with him, and he goes to apologize to Krishna. And they bathe Krishna in milk and so many things. The Indra bathes him with water, the cow bathes him with milk, and they make him Govindra, the head of the cows. He gets crowned king of Gokula. So they're even the demigods are forgetting that Krishna is in control. So we shouldn't feel too bad about it, because it happens even to the best of us. But because we have a spiritual master, because we have some knowledge from the Bhagavatam, from the Bhagavad Gita, and from the disciplic succession, from Srila Prabhupada, from our Guru Maharaj, we realize that we have to get this lesson. It's very important to us. And so we need to act on this level, even though we may not completely understand. We need to try to turn over control to Krishna. And it's interesting that when we do, we feel better. We really feel better. So the solution to our suffering, our anxiety, our misery, our stress management, all these things, is really to just understand that Krishna is in control and let him do his job and help him out. Render service. Whatever he needs us to do, let's be his army and willing to render service. That's the position of the devotees, that out of love they serve the Supreme Lord. And by doing that, they allow so many wonderful things to happen, so many wonderful leelas, so many wonderful accomplishments. Look at what Prabhupada did just because he took the position of being Krishna's servant. Just because he said, I'm a puppet in your hands. I'll do whatever you want. Make me dance as you want. I don't know why you brought me here. This place is pathetic. Everyone is under the control of ignorance and passion. And I don't know what I'm going to say that's going to change their heart. But I'm a puppet in your hand. Just like, let me dance. And because he had that position, Krishna used him as an instrument, and he was able to change the world in 11 years. So we can learn from the example of the acharyas. We can learn from the example of the demigods. We can learn from the example of the devotees of Krishna, that by serving Krishna in a surrendered mood, we can satisfy every need we have. And I'll stop there. Thank you very much. And if there's some question, we have maybe a few minutes. If there's... Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.